From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State is going much faster than expected. Al-Abadi spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed in a blast in northern Iraq, but it was unclear if the incident was linked directly to the Mosul operation. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back against each other during speeches given at an annual charity dinner in New York Thursday night, at times trading in the traditional self-deprecating humor for more pointed attacks. Trump dominated the headlines leading up to the event, revealing he will not accept the results of the upcoming election, or will accept the results, I should say, if in the upcoming election if he wins. But during Wednesday's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the results of the election, saying before the debate that the election is rigged against him. First Lady Michelle Obama told voters in Arizona that Trump's strategy is to suppress the voter turnout.
So when you hear folks talking about a global conspiracy and saying this election is rigged, I understand that they are trying to get you to stay home. They are trying to convince you that your vote doesn't matter, that the outcome has already been determined and you shouldn't even bother to make your voice heard. They are trying to take away your hope.
Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in U.S. politics in modern times. This is VOA News.